This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Power Hour, final hour of the G-Bag Nation. What have we learned about the Texas Rangers? We got all things baseball here about to go around the bases on your home of the Rangers. Off day today. Back in action tomorrow night as they're back in the friendly home at Globe Life Field. It'll be a 6:30 pregame, 7:05 first pitch for your Rangers as they take on Ron Washington in the first place. LA Angels, bit of a surprise as the Angels are one of the, you know, quick starting teams this season. And we'll see if the Rangers can cool them down a little bit. And then we've got Friday, we'll be out at the ballpark. The reigning defending World Series champion LA Dodgers will be in town. But we did get some news just around Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge, he's committing to the World Baseball Classic. Yankee Slugger's also going to serve as the team captain for Team USA. He'll be 33 years old later this month. He'll be making his WBC debut. He elected not to partake in the 2023 tournament, which was held shortly after his first free agency, which he reunited, of course, with the Yankees. But said today, I want to be there. And I was looking forward to this opportunity again. So he's off to a historic start this season. He's been absolutely brilliant. 6 home runs and 20 runs batted in over his first 15 contests. So that's exciting. You know, you want to get the stars in the sport, if possible. Last week, Team USA announced Mark DeRosa, 16 big league seasons, and MLB Network analyst will return as the manager. First player announced has been Aaron Judge, so we'll see who else follows suit, but that's going to be fun. Team USA is going to be on Pool B alongside with Mexico, Italy, Great Britain, and Brazil, and those games are going to be played in Houston beginning on March 6th in 2026. Two clubs that finish, of course, on top of Pool B will then advance to the quarterfinals, so excited to see how this roster fills out, but Aaron Judge is a great way to start things off.
Yeah, that's what you want right there. That's what you need, and getting the captain nod. He's got the respect.
Sure does.
And, I mean, of course he does. When it comes to the American players right now, that's the guy.
He's the guy. Did you guys see what happened over the weekend with the Angels and the Astros and Mike Trout getting that ball ripped out of his glove by the Astros fan?
Mike Trout, good guy of the week?
Yeah, he really was. I jumped in and the ball was in my glove, said Trout, and then the guy rips it out. But he was really apologetic. I learned new things every single day. Once I go into the stands, it's free game. Being in right field, it's a little different. In center, I don't really get that play. So that's a good point. He's not used to having to battle with the fans. And now when you look at the rule, I think that they called it absolutely correctly. That's fair game for the fan to be able to go ahead and try and rob him. So, hey, awesome moment afterwards. You had the awkwardness. Like, in the moment, you could see Mike Trout was ticked off. It's like, I just got an out for my team, and the fan interfered here, but it wasn't fan interference. The fan's entitled for that baseball as well. But then afterwards, Trout meeting up with that fan and his son. And he is. I think Mike Trout might be the nicest Eagles fan in the world.
Yes, yes. He 100% is. I wonder.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, yeah, and I wonder if that's something that has changed, you know, just the distance from Philadelphia for all these years, if that's probably been good for him.
It probably has. You know, you need to stay away.
He shows up, though, like in those games. He's always got, like, the end zone, there. Lower suite level.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always kind of...
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
But he's
yeah,
not
he
loud, obnoxious, even when they win. It just seems like he's happy that that's his team.
Yeah. You know, it's, and it's like, I can't stand the Eagles, but Mike Trout is fun to watch. I'm glad that he's healthy.
Yeah, I am too. It's weird to say that about somebody like in your division, especially with the way the Angels are playing right now, but it's so much fun when he's healthy and playing at the height of his powers. I just wonder, can the Angels keep this thing going all throughout the summer and still actually be in the postseason hunt once we get to that time? Because Mike Trout deserves the postseason.
He does. Now, I hope the Rangers absolutely sweep them, and then they can go back and maybe just knock off Houston and Seattle, and they can be second place in the division behind the Texas Rangers. But yeah. All hate towards you, even though I love you, Ron Wash, but I hope you take some big L's.
I guess the spring training idea, and I think it's taken into the season as well, where Washington made the rule, no cell phone usage in the clubhouse. And a lot of people, A.J. Pruszynski and former MLB vets, are like, this is ridiculous, but they've taken to it, and I guess it's working for them.
Yeah, start winning games. I mean, that a lot of things you can get away with. It's when you're losing that everybody kind of says, oh, that's kind of Mickey Mouse kind of stuff right there. Don't be doing that crap.
Well, and we got a text from the 817, like, what's the difference between the Mike Trout and the Mookie Betts situation? Well, the guy clearly just rips the ball out of Mike Trout's glove. In the Mookie Betts situation,
they held his arms.
Yeah, they're grabbing both arms. Yeah. They're twisting. I mean, it was clearly.
It was the Bronx.
Yeah, it was going above and beyond. Yeah, you crossed the line here.
Yeah.
Trying to injure the player.
One guy was grabbing his arm and the other guy was going for the ball.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was assault.
It was not good. It was ugly, and that's not what we want here in Major League Baseball. Speaking of ugly, the Chicago White Sox, although they have not been terrible to start the season, Had a nice run, better than we expected. But Lance Lynn, recently retired, who I love dearly, was talking about the White Sox, who after an opening series that looked okay for them and promising, they've now fallen to 4-11. And here was Lance Lynn commenting on how the White Sox are just behind every organization in the sport.
Obviously, Chicago is behind everybody. It's just the honest truth. Like, there's a lot of great people there. But when it comes to top to bottom organizationally, like even minor leagues coming up, I went down and spent a month rehabbing my knee there. And I stayed with the AAA team and just seeing the way that things were going about and stuff like that. There definitely needs to be some changes. And there still probably needs to be some changes just by going off of some of the things I've heard and seen.
He did play there for a little bit, and I don't know if the necessary changes will be made there in Chicago, but that was a promising team that seemed like they were on the come up a few years ago. And since then, it's just been brutal. Maybe an ownership.
They're trying to sell. Yeah.
Maybe the White Sox fans will love when that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, they will. 972 said it sounds like Lance is describing what the Dallas Mavericks have turned into.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're talking about a disaster class organization, it's unfortunate now that the Mavs are synonymous with all of them.
Well, hey, we're just, 20 minutes away from Paige Beckers becoming a Dallas wing? So
yeah, they just got done interviewing her.
She's a new star here in Dallas soon.
She looked okay and ready to go.
She looked okay.
Yes, see Haley?
Yeah, Haley was dazzling.
Oh, Lith?
God.
Yeah. Getting after it. She was on the, isn't she doing the SI? Didn't she do the SI swimsuit deal?
She did the SI swimsuit.
She got the call up.
She did.
Shoot, man.
I don't know. Is she projected to be like number two behind Paige?
No, I bet our lady from France.
Oh, the French.
Who's my gal?
You're probably right. I mean, supposedly, I can't pronounce the French names.
Yeah, it's not
it's
that
the big
hard.
Frenchman. She's
a big French girl.
Yeah, Kiki Irafican.
It's a different gal.
It's a different one?
Oh, it's a different gal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Malanga.
Malanga.
Do they call her the big French?
6'6".
Malanga.
Damn.
Supposedly the Storm was going to pick her.
Okay. So I don't know where Haley
Van Lith is coming in the 11th 11? Overall range in terms of where she ranks amongst the prospects. Not to say that she won't get picked in the top 10.
That's amazing.
But I see the consensus big board has her just on the outside looking in of the top 10.
All right, let's get into the Rangers. This is courtesy
of Evan
Frenchman, Graham.
Frenchman, by the way?
He did.
I'm sorry. What is French woman? French? What do you say?
She is a female and she's French, so I believe you nailed it there on French woman. I think.
But what do you say? I mean, I said Frenchman. Frenchman. I didn't mean
what
to say.
What do I call her, a woman?
I mean, no, she is, but.
Is she a woman?
Because you used to say in the big man, you know?
But what
she's
do you
a
say?
Center.
The big lady.
Yeah,
I called her a Frenchman. Did I say Frenchman?
I think I might have called her a Frenchman.
Well, you know, Brian, you did call her a Frenchman, but I don't know.
Frenchman is short for French woman.
What would be the correct way to say that? French
that's
lady?
What I'm asking.
She's a French lady.
French lady. That sounds even worse.
Does it?
I think she lady? Would probably prefer French lady. But she is supposed to be a beast in the paint.
Oui.
6'6"?
Yeah, 6'6". Who is the tallest in the WNBA?
Look at my guy John Snyder up on TV right now. What's he doing?
Oh, yeah, he was talking. I didn't get to that in NFL News of the Day. He says, I'd be careful what you hear when it's not a great quarterback draft.
Yeah.
He thinks that the quarterbacks are actually good.
Yeah.
How tall do you think the tallest woman in WNBA history is? She doesn't currently
history?
Play. In the history of the sport, what's the tallest female to ever play in the WNBA? This is an Australian chick.
6'9".
Let's go 6'8".
Lucius, you want to jump into the equation?
Yeah, 6'9", 6'10". Yuck.
Margot. Yeah. Margot Didick, 7'2".
Wow.
7'2"?
7'2".
Damn.
Yeah. Polish super beast.
Wow.
I don't know how good
she
was.
How long did she play?
Actually,
she like Sean Bradley?
FIBA Hall of Fame player. Okay. She was first overall to the Utah Stars in 1998.
Utah
8-time
Stars.
Blocks leader, 2-time All-Star.
I would hope.
Yeah.
They're towering above everybody. Like, good luck getting a shot off there.
She actually went to UTEP.
Okay. Shout out to UTEP. Go Miners. All right. How bad is this slow start for the Rangers offense? The Rangers have posted a team-wide 626 on base plus slugging percentage through their first 16 games. It's the seventh worst in baseball. Their bottom nine are worse in each of the three significant offensive categories. That would be batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging. Since the 2010 season, not including this one, 48 teams have posted a 626 OPS or worse through their first 16 games. Only three, the 2024 Tigers, the 2020 Guardians, and the 2012 A's, qualified for the postseason. That's slightly better than a 6% clip, thanks to Stathead.
It is hard to fathom, though, when you just look at the guys in this lineup. Like, Jock Peterson staying on this run.
Like 26 offers consecutively.
It's like that is going to obviously get better.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the career averages, and it's what Chris Young was talking to us about. Like, at some point, you will need to make some changes if it continues. But you got to think there's no way it stays this bad.
No, but you're also having to cross your fingers that the pitching stays this good.
Yeah.
And that's obviously going to dip at points throughout the season. So the offense is going to have to come together pretty quickly here because, I mean, your division, the Astros aren't really going anywhere. And then you just saw what the Mariners can do. And then you have the Angels that are not a bottom feeder like we anticipated. So this is definitely as unfortunate as it gets here. Just wasting what has been a great start from a pitching standpoint.
No, Elliot, we're not doing that, okay? Appreciate the text, Elliot.
What was that for?
Gosh, he wants someone to clip what I said there about UTEP's mascot. Use it against me for G-Bag of the Day. We got plenty other stuff for G-Bag
Miners?
Of the Day. Yeah, the Miners, it's their mascot.
It is the mascot. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Go Miners.
Out of context.
Right? Out of context, it doesn't sound good. Marcus Semien, slow starter, which he has been throughout his career. Historically, he tends to hit his offensive peak in August and September, where his career OPS goes from 771 to 815, respectively. So, hey, don't panic yet when it comes to Marcus, but this start is the worst of his career through the first 15 games. Not good. So we got to be hopeful that, hey, maybe they'll just make a change at the top. Maybe Wyatt Langford ends up being a leadoff hitter for you at some point. But two things happen. You got Wyatt on the IL, which stunk, but it sounds like he's going to be good moving forward. And the Rangers have sent nine players to the IL with an oblique strain since the start of 2020, according to FanGraphs injury report database. And that peaked 2 years ago when they sent three guys, Leody, Duran, and Brad Miller, all had oblique injuries. So compared to the rest of Major League Baseball, it's the fifth most in the American League during that time span. So you asked about the obliques. Apparently, this is an issue for the Rangers historically. And the catching split. Well, Jonah and Kyle Higashioka, if you're looking for positives, they've been pretty darn good, and they have been using a fair 50-50 split between the two of them, and they've both been hitting pretty well compared to the rest of the lineup. So if you're looking for some positivity there, hey, the catchers are getting it done.
Catchers are getting it done.
So hopefully they can get back
into
the win
column. Josh
Smith. Yeah, and Josh Smith has been, hey, just a model of consistency. Evan Carter, what's going on with him? He returned to AAA Round Rock, starting in their lineup for the first time in four games. He went 1-for-3 with a walk in the Express's 6-3 win over OKC. Carter's eighth start in Round Rock in his first 15 games. And it was the first start for Carter in a spot other than leadoff. He ended up batting sixth in the lineup. So we're going to monitor what's going on. But over the last five games, which dates back almost 10 days, 3-for-12. Six walks, 500 on-base percentage, and 18 plate appearances. Also has a home run, struck out just once, and has a pair of steals. So we'll see what happens with Evan Carter moving
forward. Man, we need that. The way the Leote's playing right now.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness gracious, that is definitely...
The Ophers.
Definitely could use an upgrade.
And good for Major League Baseball. Spencer Strider is slated to make his return this week as he's coming back from elbow surgery. He had that UCL 1 year ago, and he's going to be starting, I believe, Wednesday for the Braves. So that's going to be awesome, getting one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball, and the Braves need him. They have stunk to start the season so far. And you're right, 2-for-4. Josh Young's been incredible, just not with runners in scoring position over the weekend series, at least. But otherwise, Josh Young has been very, very good offensively since he came back. All right, there is Around the Bases. Rangers back at it tomorrow. We'll have a 6:30 pregame, 7:05 first pitch right here in your home of Texas Rangers baseball. But up next, let's hodgepodge it, shall we?
The NFL announces 17 players will attend the draft in Green Bay. Will they all get selected on night one? I'll ask the fellas next right here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for a sports hodgepodge here in the G-Bag Nation as we sort of tailgate and pregame for Fan After Dark. Crosstalk with them coming up here in just a few minutes with Fred and Blake. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by Franklin Frankel, also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Looking forward to our Blue Nail Roofing conversation with Jared Sandler tomorrow, getting set for another divisional series in the AL West with the Angels that are playing some good ball right now.
First place Angels, right?
First place Angels. That is correct. Brian Broad, a 6:30 pregame tomorrow with Jared Sandler. And then 7:05 first pitch right here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan, back at home. And on Friday, as we get ready for the LA Dodgers, we will be in attendance. Look at us on the road this week. Shell Shack on Wednesday for National Crawfish Day. That's going to be special from 2 to 6:30. Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson. Would love to see you there. And then Friday, Globe Life Field, come say hello to us in center field. Hopefully that new Hurtado Jake Burger Burger's out. I don't know. Is that a burger you can release while Jake is underwhelming in the production? Is that something he probably needs to earn a little bit more before that goes on the official Globe Life Field menu?
Might turn things around.
I think I'd go the opposite of that. Maybe it's exactly what he needs.
Yeah, we need us to buy a couple of them and see how they are.
I am looking forward to trying that burger.
We finally got number 400 for Jamie Benn. Congratulations, one all, Captain. Right? Thank goodness gracious, yes.
Now the chase for Ovechkin's on, right?
Yeah, there's no chance.
Hey, dude, he could play another 30 years in hockey and almost get there. You don't believe in the captain like that?
Almost.
I was listening to Spittin' Chicklets, and they were talking about what makes that Ovechkin thing even more amazing is no one really knows how old he is.
The birth certificate is a little bit fudged.
I mean, that could be fudged. He could be way older than
Well, he should come out and say that at
he
this point.
He looks like it.
Yeah, he does.
And he looks like he's pushing 46.
He looks like a guy who drinks Pepsi on the bench and Subway and Flamin' Hot Crunchy Cheetos on the flight home and beer for breakfast / dessert. He looks like exactly what he is. He is getting a little bit gray there. But I think that would be a nice flex for him to come out and say, not only do I not take care of my body in any way, I am also a couple of years older than what you guys all believe me to be. That would be even more impressive. Now, I just saw the NFL has announced the 17 individuals who will be attending the draft in Green Bay.
Okay.
And
that's our TC. Okay.
This is always a little bit scary. You looking at Haley Van Lith right now?
That's our guy from TC, right?
WNBA draft.
She was at LSU at one time.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she's doing her thing right now. Yeah. Absolutely doing her thing right
we
now.
Say
we'll
top
see where
10
she gets
pick,
picked.
Maybe?
I would have assumed that she would have been even higher than that.
Definitely a top 11 selection from what I understand, but very likely could be a top 10 pick if you're
definitely
looking
a top 10. Bro.
If you're definitely a top 10. If you're looking for a 5'9 point guard, man, she's going to be ready to get it done.
This orange carpet thing they've got going is a pretty spectacular thing, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of talent.
The ladies are doing a fine job. They really are. They've got a feel for this.
Probably the best draft to watch.
Well, the NFL draft is just, 10 short days away, Thursday night, here at the station, 4131 North Central Expressway. We have Draft 101, a live opportunity to come sit down here from Walchuk, Broadus, those alike with DallasCowboys.com, answering all your draft questions, eating Whataburger, having a good time, free of charge. Yeah. You don't have to sign up. You just pull up and get ready to have a fantastic
evening.
Come
have a Whataburger with Eric in the back of the room.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be doing that. I might sneak down there a little bit early and see if I can get my hands on a couple of those cheeseburgers. So
just a couple of them before the gates open.
Yeah, before the gates open. Yeah, I might hit up Whataburger, see if they can throw a triple meat.
See if Travis can take care of you.
Yeah,
hey, Trav,
yeah.
Can we get a quadruple?
You want to get a couple of Travis quad probably, patty melts going?
Travis probably listening. There's something you want?
Yeah,
I could text him.
Quad patties.
I'm always here for the patty melt.
Maybe throw some onion rings on the patties.
I used to just be a classic Whataburger order guy, and I would just go meat and cheese only with like a triple or something. But gosh, man, that you can't beat that patty melt sauce.
Oh man, I'm all about the sweet and spicy. The bacon burger.
My wife's patty melt is delicious,
but gosh, that's the go-to.
Lucas, is there a special burger you want? We can talk to Travis and bring us one.
Okay, so I usually go with the number 5, the bacon cheeseburger.
Bacon cheeseburger.
But then I realize if you double that meat, boy, all of a sudden Whataburger turned into a hood burger. It's so damn good.
It is so good.
Double, and you want amazing. Onion rings, maybe? You got onion rings on that?
Absolutely. I mean, they this is what you want to do, man. I'm not going to fight you.
I'm so
Travis,
glad.
Travis is always, he's super helpful. He kind of is the Whataburger guy.
You
he's
gotta,
listening right now.
You got to level up to the double patty minimum.
Double,
for
man.
Sure.
Yeah. Game changer.
It is, dude.
It is. Throw a chicken patty on there.
One of my buddies gets the honey butter chicken biscuit, but he puts, I think he puts eggs and bacon on it.
That is a pro move.
He's like, dude, you'll never go back once you order it.
The other one I've heard is the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich, but people sub the barbecue sauce or the honey butter.
Or the honey butter. Yeah.
Sounds divine.
That's a great move. Okay, so 17 prospects will be attending the draft in Green Bay. Of course, you're going to have the Cam Wards of the world and things like that. But going in alphabetical order here, you're going to get Tyler Booker, the guard from Alabama.
Strong.
I just want to know, surefire first rounder, or there's a chance this guy's going to wait?
He should be a first rounder.
He should be surefire.
He should be.
Jahad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama.
There's some questions about his shoulders and stuff like that.
You think he could be fringe?
Yeah.
Fringe first rounder.
I think that he should be a first round pick. I mean, when you look at the lack of
his
great
health
linebackers.
Is not great.
But yeah.
There's knee and shoulder things you're doing with there.
First round talent, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Will Campbell, tackle at LSU.
That's a first round,
probably top five, if not top 10. Abdul Carter, edge Penn State, no brainer.
I think second round.
Yeah. Looking at him at 44. Yeah.
Giants, if Cleveland passes on him, it's Giants are holding on him and Hunter.
I'd kind of love it if somehow he went to New
England. I don't think Giants are taking a quarterback.
Like Vrabel and the Patriots with Abdul Carter, I think that'd be fun.
Mm. Let's see. You have Jackson Dart as well, Ole Miss quarterback.
We'll see.
What's your best guess right now, Broadus, on if you had to bet money right now, are you expecting, let's say, would you bet on four quarterbacks going in the first round? What would be your number of quarterbacks you're predicting in round one, not in the top 10, but in the first round?
Three.
You'd put your money on three.
Yeah.
Ward, Sanders, Dart.
I think if you get two go in the top 10, then I think you got a shot at four.
Who's your fourth one?
Milroe.
I think the last quarterback that's going to get picked in the first round is
Dart
at Rams. I've said that before.
Oh, I'd love that for him.
Yeah, I love that. You're calling your shot.
That'd
like
be
that.
Awesome.
Yeah. That'd be a perfect situation for Dart, man. Yeah. Get to sit behind Stafford for a year, and then you're in a McVay offense.
Yeah.
Because he's a guy that's been helped quite a bit. Lane Kiffin was spoon-feeding him great opportunities there in that offense. So, it's tough to project him unless he ends up with a McVay or something, a guy that you know is just going to be helping him out from the play caller standpoint. Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden, he will be in attendance.
Yep.
Very good chance he's wearing a cowboy hat whenever he gets the selection. By the way, the Cowboys draft day hat, you know, every year they come out with the new.
Finally got one with fire.
Sick hat.
Dude.
Does it look like you filled up at a gas station?
Well, it's, I think the hat
Fill
itself.
Up to get a hat.
The hat itself is like decent, I would say, but then there's a pin that goes with it that is like an America's Team kind of.
I think it's pretty damn cool.
Doesn't that look awesome with the pin on there? It does. I don't know if you have to like buy it separately or if it comes with it, but with the America's Team sort of emblem on it on the front there, looks fantastic.
It looks really good.
Mason Graham, D tackle, Michigan. He will be there. He will absolutely be picked in the first round. Travis Hunter, of course. Big question is whether or not Goodell is going to announce him as a wide receiver and DB or one of the two.
Got to get with the people that type the names up on the cards. And the team that drafts him can also turn the card in with both it on. And they turn it in, and then they transfer it to the commissioner's card.
Got
to
do that.
Yeah.
Ashton Jeanty, of course, he will be top 10 pick for sure. Will Johnson, Michigan corner.
He should be a first-round pick.
Tet McMillan's going to be there.
First round pick.
So, I mean, the two guys that people are pigeonholing at 12 to the Cowboys, McMillan and Golden, both going to be in attendance. So you get to see him after the announcement, hugging on Goodell and everything like that. Jalen Milroe, as we know, he was announced a couple of weeks ago that he's going to be there. That's going to be one of the guys to circle. Is he going to be waiting around all night? That's a tough position to put yourself in. But you got to think these guys are getting some pretty good feedback about, hey, you're a first round pick. If you're going to be attending that thing, or some guys, maybe they just don't care. They want the experience, and whether they get picked on round one or not, it doesn't matter. Josh Simmons, tackle Ohio State, brought us his favorite lineman.
Yep.
He will be in attendance.
He should be picked. Maybe, I mean, people started following me from Kansas City, Chiefs fans, because they think that he might go all the way down to them.
Gosh, that'd be a steal.
Yeah.
Oh, they're following you because you're talking them up so much.
Yeah,
I like that.
Be a great pick.
Malachi Starks, safety out of Georgia.
Yeah, he. I mean,
safeties aren't always in the first round.
I don't know if he's going to go in the first round or not.
I don't know that either.
So right, Nick Emmanuel-Worry.
Yeah.
So would you say Starks and Emmanuel-Worry?
I think Emmanuel-Worry might go from South Carolina. Might go before him. Believe
yeah, there's
it
some
right.
people that are going to just fall in love with the way he tested and the size.
Shamar Stewart, Aggie, Edge.
Sounds like he's probably going to go in the first.
Cam Ward, of course. And then Mykel Williams, Edge from Georgia. Those are all guys that you expect to be in the first round for sure. So who would be your big questions of guys that are there? Milroe and Starks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe Jahad Campbell if the injury stuff becomes
and maybe Dart.
Overwhelming. Yeah, the Dart factor. Well, that's going to be fun, man. Draft night in Lambeau. It's going to be in the 40s in terms of temperature. It's going to be a frigid night there for the prospects. Did you guys see this Philadelphia Phillies closer, Jose Alvarado?
Oh, we're about to go on the clock here in the WNBA draft. Yeah. Oh, we're going to Holly Rowe first.
Holly Rowe setting the table for the Dallas Wings to take Paige Beckers
to Dallas.
It looks like the BET Awards in here.
Oh, man. Yeah, Paige Beckers, she's a beast. That's good news for the Dallas Wings. Will you guys, does anybody attend any of these games? You ever been to a Dallas Wings game?
I want to go. I say that, and there was times when Reggie and I were talking about going, and he would go to the game, and something would come up where I didn't go, but I need to make a trip out there.
Yeah, when Odyssey Sims played.
I'll go when Odyssey Sims played.
Okay.
I like it. It doesn't feel like there's a bad seat in the house. Because, you know, UTA.
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that place is going to be packed out. You get Paige Beckers in the building,
yeah,
dude. Imagine when Caitlin Clark's Fever come to town and it's Clark versus Beckers.
That's a hot ticket.
That's going to be a very hot ticket. Phillies closer, Jose Alvarado. He's a huge man. Drinks enough coffee to probably put down the average human being. I saw this in The Athletic. Now, this dude is, he's a beast. Very physically imposing. And I like the attitude that he plays with. I was watching some clips of him today. And I mean, he's the type of dude that when he gets the out, he is talking.
I'll let you know about it.
I mean, he is fired up. He's going nuts, and he's talking all sorts of smack to the batter. But it's because he's all jacked up on caffeine, dude. I mean, this guy, he's 6'2", 250, and he's pretty impressive. But he drinks coffee at an unbelievable rate, so much so that he actually has a tattoo. Of a small mug on his left hand, and he's a lefty, that reads, "Coffee is life."
Coffee is life.
With a coffee mug on his hand. So he's serious about this. Now, what he does is he starts his day with 6 espressos. That's how he is starting his day.
Wow.
And then he continues to drink coffee through the day into the night on game days. So when he plans on closing, he has his final coffee of the night in the 7th inning. This dude, I mean, the amount of jitters and shakes, because I'm a big time coffee guy, and I mean, most of the time I leave the show at night and I'm driving home and I'm like, wow, I am way too caffeined up here. But this dude must just embrace having the shakes. He wants to get on the bump and just feel electric, and that's exactly how he pitches. But
electric.
That's like Man Campbell level of coffee drinking. But I guess maybe when you're that big, that's what it takes. That's what it takes to fuel you.
You do it every day.
That's pretty impressive. Then there's a couple more baseball items to get to, but I did just want to reset that North Carolina is out of the mix for Tennessee transfer quarterback Nico Iamalieva. So after the falling out of him basically quitting on his team, Bill Belichick's like, thanks, but no thanks here. I mean, is there a chance that this dude ends up, I mean, he's going to end up somewhere. But what if he doesn't even end up getting the same money that he was getting? He was getting like roughly $3 million at Tennessee. I mean,
a good chance that he doesn't.
The chance that now you leave Tennessee and your only options are, because now these teams may have the leverage in the negotiation. You know, when it comes to, hey, dude, like there's not really anybody out there for you. So you're going to go ahead and take this $1.5 million, be happy about it. But Bill Belichick has said thank you, but no thank you. Apparently, there's a South Alabama quarterback, Gio Lopez, that was pretty impressive. He's in the portal. probably will come a bit cheaper there, but it makes sense, dude. I mean, how can any coach be like, hey, team, here's your new quarterback, the guy that just quit on his program. We're going to go ahead and welcome him into ours with open arms. I couldn't see the idea that Bill Belichick would actually be wanting to do that. The Masters final round averaged 12.7 million viewers on CBS.
Up or
the
down?
The most watched golf telecast on any network in 7 years.
Oop, there you go.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So shout out to Rory for that. The Phillies have
shout out to missing putts and stuff. Mm. It made it
interesting. Yeah, it made it all of a sudden that four-stroke lead evaporated. Yeah, now quickly. It's everyone watch what happens.
You really couldn't have written it any better. Like, this dude was playing defense against himself throughout that tournament and then overcoming it with some unbelievable shots. I mean, yesterday he had three or four that were just mind-boggling with just how impressive they were. The Phillies have a red velvet affogato.
Excuse me.
At home games this season. Red velvet cookies, vanilla ice cream, and espresso. This thing looks really affogato? Awesome. I wonder if it's in honor of their pitcher guy, Jose Alvarado.
Oh, it probably is.
That's,
it might be in honor of him, but it's like a cup, and you have vanilla ice cream, you have red velvet cookies inside of it, and then you just pour over it an espresso shot.
Okay.
This thing looks really freaking good, dude.
Wow.
And then in the doing too much category, I mean, there's a handful of these teams, the Blue Jays, cotton candy fries. These are actual French fries
with cotton candy taste.
With like a sort of icing.
With the first pick in the 2025 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Paige Bueckers, University of Connecticut.
Woo! Yeah, championship! Let's go! Let's go! Basketball is back!
Yes,
we are back!
Woo! Love it. Now we're rolling.
Paige Bueckers.
Let's go.
Is a Dallas Wing, and we're cross talking with Fan After Dark next year on the Fan.
Thank you, Lucius. Paige Bueckers is a Dallas Wing. It is official. We've got baseball tomorrow night, 6:30 pregame. Mm-hmm. So that means tonight with the night off. Fan After Dark action, baby.
Well, I mean, enjoy it because, like I said, we're off for the next 4 days.
Yeah,
we're
off. Might even be five.
Damn.
Yeah. Might even be fun.
No Saturday.
No, I'll be here Saturday.
Saturday?
No, because remember, you asked for the time off. Remember?
I might be back.
Wink, wink.
What did we ask off for?
Just had a vacation.
Okay, fair enough. Everybody needs a little vacation day now and then.
Really? Yeah. Vacation during baseball, huh?
Vacation during baseball.
That's when you need it?
No, I'm smart. I plan my vacations during the Rangers game, so I'm not really missing work.
Mm.
Maybe miss a day, maybe a half day, rather than say, hey, Tim, can I be off for 2 weeks? Can I be off for 2 days?
There you go. We got Freddie D. We got Blake Elliott. What do you guys have coming up on the show?
Well, let's see here. Hold on.
While you're doing
TBD,
what do you think of all of our names?
What do you mean?
Just say all of our names out loud.
Blake Elliott.
No. Just our first name.
Brian, Eric, Fred, Lucius, Carter, Zach.
What an interesting group of names. Don't you think?
Their names.
I just think we have interesting ones.
They're very interesting.
Well, who's got the most interesting
Blake
name?
Is not really your real first name.
It's not.
Isn't it like Devin?
So what he's trying to say Devin. Is...
It's Clarence?
It's David. Isn't it David?
Lil Dave.
Oh, it is David.
Yeah. So David. If you're wondering who...
Pops up on my phone is David.
Why'd you punt on David? At what age did you say, you know what, I'm turning in my David card, I'm a Blake now?
You're not like David?
I had to say this smart how I do this. I just made a choice when me and my mom had a long talk when I was young and said, I'm going to move forward with this name. I think I was like four. I said, I like Blake a little bit better.
Did you know somebody? Were you named after somebody?
I was named after somebody. So, I just like Blake a little bit.
Thickens.
We can leave it there.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
That could be an off-air conversation.
Didn't mean to David.
Sorry about that.
Well, Dave's the guy that wins all the standing room only Cowboys tickets during the regular season.
We don't know who he is.
Nobody knows who this David Elliott guy
is. That's right, this darn David Elliott.
Every week he's winning, tickets.
It is funny, though. He does. How do you win every week on that thing?
There's a method to the madness, and if I share it, then I got to share the tickets, and I don't feel like sharing. You asked a great question, Eric. You said who has the most unique name?
Yeah. Well, because you said this is a unique group of names here.
Probably Lucius.
Well, it's Alex.
It's his Alex, yeah.
But I still agree Alex is probably the most unique.
Alex? Who's named Alex?
Lucius.
Lucius.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's my last, yeah.
Okay.
In the Navy, my man already knew about that. They go, you go by your last name. Mm-hmm. I shortened it up. It was Alex. Because they were calling me Luscious.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well. That's better than Meatball.
You know what I'm saying, dog? On the ship? Yeah. Hey, Luscious!
Hey, Luscious, get over here, Lush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably.
It didn't really help too much.
Now that I think about it, outside of Lucius, we all have some pretty boring names.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, there you go.
I mean, throw myself in there. Yeah. Full circle. I mean, Sean.
Who would be the most boring name? It's got to be Fred, right?
It's got to be Fred.
Seriously,
first of all, how many other people? How many? First, no.
He does this every time. How many people do you know, Fred?
How many Freds do you know?
Exactly. That's exactly.
Are
right.
you There's a Fred Rick?
No, I'm Fred. Yeah. Plain old Fred.
See, just not a lot of effort there. Not a lot of effort.
It's mailed it in.
It's like named Brian.
Hey, but it's spelled with a Y. Okay,
I'm just telling you though, my name is better than your name. Fred is a quit name.
Fred, yeah.
are you like the third child that they had? It was like, we'll just give him a name.
I am the third. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
They look down. They look down in the hospital bed. And he goes, "That's a Fred.
That's a Fred.
It's a family name. Thank you very much.
Fred, just straight ass Fred. Yeah.
Fred,
is a name?
That's right. You remember a Fred. Brian's or, you know, Diamond Dozen come lately. Everybody remembers they met a Fred.
He looks like a Fred. That's what people say.
That's true, though. Yeah. That is true.
I'm thinking about the rest of the shows. Corey, Kevin, Sean. Yeah. What's RJ? What's the R stand for?
Ralph James.
Ralph James Choppy.
King Ralph.
So probably his. Probably.
Hey, he's married, by the way. Congrats.
There's the Frenchman.
The Frenchman went too? Yeah.
Frenchman.
Yeah, I said that. I told you. I know this draft, too. I told you it was going to go second.
What's the scouting report on Malanga?
Very tall.
Nice. Very long.
Plays well with her back to the basket.
Very French.
Yeah, she can shoot over a lot of people. Can shoot from the outside if she has to.
Oh, okay. So she's like their Wimby. She can block.
Yeah, she'll come over. She plays good help defense.
Everything Brian just said, the next highlight was exactly what you just said.
Why'd you just ruin it for everybody?
No, but he was saying it before. Yeah. He was predicting
it. My guy Mark Ross, the guy on NFL Network. I worked with him in Philadelphia. He was in the draft with me. We were in that 98 draft.
So he's a scout?
He was a scout with
Mark was a scout.
His very first year was with you in 1998.
Okay, you said was a scout. Wouldn't he still be currently a scout?
He's working for the NFL Network. He's like the rest of us out of a job.
Do you lose your scout title once you're not with the team?
Yeah, you're kind of like,
Media scout.
You're a media scout now.
Yeah. I don't think there's a difference. You're still a scout in my eyes.
Nah, I haven't scouted in 15 years.
You scouted this year.
Like 2005. I say this, the last time the Cowboys cared what I said was 05. That was the last time.
That 05 draft, though, might have been their best. Yeah, they've had
Mark was pretty good. Mark Ross.
I don't remember the Cowboys winning since 05, Brian. So,
thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I told you about this. The French lady. She did a nice job.
Yeah, you did. You called out Malanga. And now I hope she has an awesome career in Seattle.
Yep.
Congratulations to Paige.
You want
to
read the show sheet before we get out of here?
Yeah, because I was hoping our boy
Fred.
We're still TBD. No, hold on.
Who are you trying to get?
Tommy Yarsh coming on with you guys today?
We told Tommy, God bless you. But
have Tommy on.
We can't be double dipping. We're TBD on our boy RJ. Obviously, we'll give out Mav season over, right? I mean,
no.
Figuratively
speaking. We got to play in on Wednesday night.
Figuratively speaking.
Go away, Fred.
Gosh, Fred.
A little NFL after dark. All right. We'll kind of piggyback on what our boy Blake was saying. And then, of course, we've got a Blake it or leave it and a top five because you won't see us for the rest of the week. So.
Okay. Looking forward to that. That's the fan after dark.
Looking forward to not seeing the rest of the week.
Really enjoying that. And I'm sorry that we're not going
to
see the rest of the week.
Throat punch before the show's over.
Love you guys. Thank you very much, Brian, Derek Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander. Under 5 hours flawless. Carter Freeman in Master Control. On behalf of Gavin Dawson, I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until tomorrow at 2, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.